Good morning, Lance Meadow. Jeff Fiegel's with you. This is the latest Giants in 90, and we're going to focus on the Giants' defensive performance in Sunday's 52-49 loss to the Saints. And, Jeff, a big theme this season has been the defense being opportunistic. Now 18 takeaways on the season, and they had two more against Drew Brees and company.
Well, that mentality all starts in the meeting rooms with the coach and the players. They bring it out on the practice field. They practice that, and again, carries over into the football game. And these guys, they're going out there. They're making plays. And not only one guy, they're all rushing to the ball, and it just sets the tempo for that defense.
Tremaine McBride recovered a fumble. He returned one for a score. But DRC has been heavily involved in a lot of these big defensive plays. They have three touchdowns on the season, Jeff, and DRC has his stamp all over them.
Well, you know what? He's been involved in so many big plays for this team this year, and you know, that's why they brought him in. That not only he can cover the best receiver, but he can make big plays in the passing game and in the run game, making tackles. And anytime you can get a defensive touchdown, it's a huge, huge advantage for your defense.
Now, despite the takeaways, the Giants did give up over 600 total yards of offense to the Saints, Jeff, and there were a number of big plays both on the ground as well as through the air.
Yeah, you know, when you sit there in the meeting rooms and you start to analyze what happened in the game, you got to understand that if you don't get pressure on the quarterback, especially from a guy like Drew Brees, who, you know, one of the most accurate passers in the National Football League, he's gonna eat you up. The other thing is, too, is that you have to be able to get on the field and not have mental errors. And they had a lot of mental errors in the passing game yesterday. And obviously the yards that Drew Brees was able to throw in the air was evident.
We'll continue to break down this game as well as look ahead to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the latest edition of Big Blue Kickoff Live, which comes your way at noon Eastern today. John Schmelk and I will take your phone calls and also continue to review the Giants game against the Saints as well as look ahead to the Bucs. For Jeff Fiegels, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest Giants in 90.